mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That a little bit later. Also, Iraqi transition an illusion, says father of beheaded U.S. civilian. Well, and we don't need the father of Berg to tell us this. They have an appointed government, and they call this a democracy. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. U.S. denies reports of al-Zawahiri capture. Well, they claim they killed the guy 4 months ago. I mean, can't they get this straight? Embedded filmmaker who shot Fahrenheit 9/11 in Iraq describes humiliation and sexual abuse of Iraqi families in U.S. raids, the stuff Michael Moore didn't show you. They showed some of the nighttime raids, but not some of the horrible things they do. Wonder why, Mr. Moore? Call girls and strippers ready for Republican convention, New York Daily News. Oh, man, I tell you. CIA spying on Israeli banks. Art professor indicted over biological materials he put on these art displays about genetically engineered crops and things. And they said, well, you know, these are things you could buy at the store, petri dishes and stuff. We're going to go ahead and indict you because you're anti-government. Bodily organs from Chinese prisoners tortured to death, removed and sold. Well, they're the supreme government. I mean, leaders are allowed to torture. They're above the law. What's wrong with it? Of course, I'm being sarcastic, but our government says torture is good and they're above the law. Dick Cheney booed at Yankee Stadium when they flashed his picture up on the screen of him there in the luxury box with the owner. They don't love you, Lord Cheney. Britain thinks Saddam will be executed. They've handed him over to the people they appointed and are now going to have a kangaroo trial, and they're saying they're going to execute him. Who knows, they might even cut his head off. Then we'll praise that. It's good when we cut heads off, bad when they do. I think it's bad either way, folks. There is just so much here that I haven't even begun to scratch the surface on. I'm looking at a BBC report where a U.S. general is telling the British, prepare for war with Iran, prepare to attack their forces. They're on the border, and of course, about a week and a half ago, three British patrol boats were up, literally up against the shore of Iran with special forces troops and some type of an intelligence mission, and were captured. And they've finally been sent back after discussions of indicting them. So we'll cover that as well. Social Security agreement reached with Mexico on cross-border workers, so that's a done deal now, more of the great conservatism. Also, again, I mentioned this, but we'll get into more details. Attack Iran, U.S. chief ordered British to prepare. Also, we will get into Fahrenheit Hype 9/11 by David Icke, who makes some really good points that we'll be going over. And long debunked rumor, in quotes, validated by Giuliani. This is from Scoop. And it's on PrisonPlanet.com right now, as well as PrisonPlanet.tv. A lot of so-called 9/11 researchers have told us, how dare you say that FEMA was there massing for some type of drill on September 10th? Does it matter if the head of FEMA said that it was a mistake, it isn't true, don't talk about it, you're evil if you do. And, well, Rudolph Giuliani kind of slipped up in his testimony before the 9/11 Whitewash Commission, and this has now just been noticed, we have the audio clip on the site, and said just that. And then, strangely enough, that's the only transcript to be taken off the 9/11 Commission's website. Said something he wasn't supposed to, didn't he?
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625, 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, 8 minutes and 27 seconds into this first hour of global transmission against tyranny. We're going to have wide open phones today on any of the news items or issues we bring up, any questions or comments you have, any news that we've missed that you think is important, 800-259-9231. Attack Iran, U.S. chief ordered British. America's military commander in Iraq ordered British troops to prepare for full-scale ground offensive against Iranian forces that have crossed the border and grabbed disputed territory. A senior officer has disclosed an attack would almost certainly have provoked open conflict with Iran, but the British chose instead to resolve the matter through diplomatic channels. If we had attacked the Iranian positions, all hell would have broken loose, a defense source said yesterday. We would have had the Iranians to our front and the Iraqi insurgents picking us off at the rear. And again, these are areas that Saddam, under globalist orders, when he was the big hero, remember that? Back in the 80s, took from the Iranians. And they're saying small groups of Iranians may have come into the area. So that could be the globalists also giving the British disinfo. The incident was disclosed by a senior British officer at a conference in London last week. And it's reported in today's edition of Defense Analysis, the identity of the officer is not given. some Iranian border and observation post were repositioned over the border, broadly a kilometer into Iraq, a Ministry of Defense spokesman said. The incident began last July when Revolutionary Guards pushed about a kilometer into Iraq to the north and east of Basra in an apparent attempt to reoccupy territory which they had claimed belonged to Iran. Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez then ordered the British to prepare to send in several thousand troops to attack the Revolutionary Guard positions. The Revolutionary Guard Corps had 125,000 soldiers, and they're not the Iraqis, folks, making it 25% larger than the entire British Army, and it equipped with both 500 tanks, 600 armored personnel carriers, 360 artillery weapons. The incident is reminiscent of the exchange during the Kosovo conflict between the American General Wesley Clark, the Supreme Allied Commander of Europe, and General Sir Mike Jackson, the British commander. When General Clark told General Jackson to send British troops into Pristina, remember the capital of Kosovo, airport to prevent Russian troops who were already there from taking control, General Jackson refused. He was reported to have said, "I'm not going to start World War III for you." I mean, and the Russians pulled out after the diplomatic discussions. Again, folks, I mean, you can sit there in your lazy boy easy chair drinking a six-pack going, "Yeah, let's have a nuke war. Man, kill them commies. Oh, kill them Iranians. Kill, kill." Yeah, wait till your kid goes over there. Wait till nukes hit our major cities, which the globalists would just love. The police state they'd get out of that's just going to be... That's why they released three battle plans to attack North Korea last year, trying to get Kim Jong-il to do something stupid. And then that was an obvious assassination attempt a few months ago with all the trains blowing up and explosives going off. And then that story kind of disappeared. So they're trying to get that nutcase to attack us. They gave him the nuke reactors and the nuclear delivery systems. I mean, just come on, people. Oh, we are such a decadent, soft population sitting there going, "Kill them, kill them, kill them." It isn't a video game, boys and girls. War, thermonuclear war, biological chemical war isn't a game. And I hear you neocons on the air every day, "Just nuke Fallujah. I'm serious. Nuke them. Kill them all. Kill them. Kill them. Kill everybody. Kill them all. Kill all the Arabs." I mean, what happened to us? We never behaved like this in the past. You know, the British engaged in atrocities against Americans in the 1770s and 1780s. But Americans never did that. The colonialists never did that. Revolutionary Army never did that. Very gentlemanly, and we've been known for that. Not anymore, folks. It started getting bad in Vietnam, and now we are just the vicious creatures of them all. And we've had the troops on, you know, Marine Corps sergeants and others, talking about, you know, being ordered to mow down children. Just, and they got articles here, the Army admits, they just have checkpoints. 79% of those they take to these 32 camps. Just families, just somebody didn't have their papers in order, and they take them and beat daddy up in front of mommy and rape mommy in front of daddy and beat the kids and do things I can't even mention here on air. It's the Army's own report. And then the neocons go, "Oh, it's just putting underwear on somebody's head, just fraternity fun. Just blowing off some steam." I mean, I don't want this on my head. I don't want this on me and my family. I don't want this on my conscience. I don't want this on my soul. So I'm no part of this. I understand. I'm not part of this. And my family's not part of this. And I know the listeners of this show aren't part of this. We don't want any part of your evil, any part of this curse you're bringing down upon us. So with the gunboats getting grabbed last week and, you know, up there doing some type of covert operation right on the shore of Iran, it's getting scary. Here's Ashcroft on television yesterday. Ashcroft calls for tougher Patriot Act. We'll get into that. Go ahead and hit it. Again, here's Ashcroft. We got that ready, guys? Or we don't have that ready? Oh, okay, good. Let's go ahead and play it now.
I'm certainly appreciating.
know, every once in a while our computers have heart attacks, and I guess that's why I wasn't playing earlier. We'll try to figure out what's wrong with the computer that's playing that and play that later. I apologize. We have it now, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. Go ahead.
Attorney General John Ashcroft tells Bay Area law enforcement leaders that the next few months offer what he calls symbolic events that could be attractive to targets to terrorists. Now, Ashcroft visited the Port of Tampa this afternoon. It's just one of the many places of concern if Al-Qaeda terrorists carry out plans for another attack. As 10 News reporter Dave Bowman shows you, the Attorney General is getting local officials involved in stepping up the war on terror here at home.
The Attorney General met with Bay Area police chiefs and top deputies of county sheriff's offices behind closed doors and then addressed the media. John Ashcroft said he's trying to make the controversial Patriot Act tougher. Ashcroft wants judges to impose the death penalty on people convicted of plotting terrorist activities.
For those terrorists who seek to save their own life while they are destroying the lives of others, I believe acting in terror to take innocent life should be punishable by the death penalty.
Ashcroft's proposals are likely to draw fire from critics of the Patriot Act, who say it steps on individual rights. But the Attorney General says he's just trying to give cops and prosecutors the same tools to fight terrorists that are already in place, to put drug dealers and white-collar criminals behind bars. In Tampa, Dave Bowman, Tampa Bay's 10 News.
Now, the Attorney General's visit quickly drew criticism from the Florida Democratic Party. Members claim that the Bush administration is not backing up its anti-terror efforts with the necessary funding.
So, see, the opposition isn't against the secret executions, and that's what the new Patriot Act does. Let me see, I wrote an analysis of that a year and 6 months ago. And they passed some provisions of it back on December 13th, the same day that they announced the capture of Saddam. Bush signed it in with no fanfare at the Oval Office. But now they want to pass what I call Patriot Act 2.5, the sections they couldn't get passed last year with new added sections. And I've read the new bill. We've posted it months ago, the 2.5 version, as I call it. And any suspicion of a, quote, act of terrorism, and again, an act of terrorism is any misdemeanor, folks, according to Section 802 of the first Patriot Act, and you can be executed. And the Supreme Court says that they can secretly arrest American citizens and that they can not give us a trial and not let us face our accusers, but that we can complain to the internal judges at the camps. And the people hail that as a victory. Why? You can complain about being held secretly. I mean, that's an oxymoron. It's like, oh, we've given Iraq freedom. We've appointed a new government. I mean, it's such a bald-faced lie. How do you even respond to it? And, you know, they're saying we're going to get hit by terrorists. You better pass this so we can keep you safe. That way, when the globalists carry out another terror attack, they'll say, see, see, you didn't give up all your freedoms. It's your fault. This is the very definition of terrorism, the real definition of threatening violence or carrying out violence if someone doesn't follow your political orders or doesn't do what you want. And they're saying, give up your rights, let us run your life, let us surveil you, let us control you. Never mind, we're making the borders more wide open than ever. But you as citizens have got to be our slaves so we can keep you safe or the terrorists are going to get you. And what do you do when terrorists attack? What do we teach you to do?
We give up our freedom.
That's right, good children. Let's drill again. What do you do when the bad man gets you? Never mind, he's CIA. Never mind, we flew his family out of the country. Never mind, we funded him and met him in July before the attacks. What do you do when the bad man attacks?
When Bin Laden attacks, we beg to be your slave.
That's right, good job. Let the eagles soar, Ashcroft says, to the highest mountain with your liberty and its claws. I mean, this is really getting ridiculous. And so, that's on the website if you want to go watch that. And they say the same tools we use for drug dealers and white-collar criminals. What, secret executions? They're calling for secret executions, but it's the same thing you use for drug dealers and white-collar criminals? Need to give local prosecutors the tools? See, local prosecutors, all crime is now terror. And the state's going to keep good care of us. We'll be right back with more news.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a gold alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits, but you have to act now. We have $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk, or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
They began with a special service
to rescue the hostages to have
is headed for
the war on terror until they are credited.
Senator.
Not getting all the news that's fit to print due to mainstream press censors? Then subscribe to America's newspaper, the American Free Press. No censors, no spin doctors, and no government snoops here. Just honest news that affects you. The American Free Press supports what the majority of Americans want, like lower taxes, stopping illegal immigration, and ending our meddling in foreign affairs. The American Free Press supports the American people, and now you can become a subscriber to the AFP with an incredible offer. Sign up today and receive the original first 19 issues on CD, plus two copies of the Citizens Rulebook as our gift with your one-year subscription. A one-year subscription is only $59. Call toll-free 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109. That's 888-699-NEWS and use code 78109, or visit GCNLive.com and click on the American Free Press banner. So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Then we'll get into, oh my goodness, all this other news. In fact, let's go ahead and go to the calls right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Joanne in Colorado. Joanne, welcome.
Hello, how are you?
Fine.
Good. Do you know anything about explosives that they're making where the Ohio and Pennsylvania line meet?
I'm not really following you.
They had an explosion about 2 weeks ago back there. They have rubber bullets, tear gas, and it's where Kinsman, Ohio, Jamestown, Pennsylvania meet.
Okay, an explosion, rubber bullets. I don't.
Well, I don't know exactly what the explosion was, but they had to evacuate people. for 3 hours. It happened about 2 weeks ago.
Okay, how does the rubber bullets tie into that?
I'm not sure what the explosion was, but they supposedly are making tear gas and rubber bullets. Beyond that, I don't know.
Oh, okay, so you're saying there was some type of explosion at a plant.
Yeah.
Making tear gas and rubber bullets.
Right, and it's like a rural area back there, back in a field.
Well, it's big business equipping the police to suppress the population.
Right.
Because they got lots of fun in store for us.
Right, and, you know, people back there, they evidently someone wanted to petition it, you know, to not have it put in. This happened 3 to 4 years ago, I believe. And
I wasn't aware of that. You know what I'm really worried about is the 36 level 4 bioweapons labs, some of which have already been opened right here in Texas and around the country, that produce stuff that is 100% fatal, and they're just putting these all over the place. They're putting them on fault lines. They're putting them in major densely populated areas. And and then we have a government that's been caught, you know, mailing anthrax to people out of the CIA headquarters.
Right.
There's no telling. You talk about a threat. I'm not too worried about a rubber bullet factory.
Well, supposedly there was no smell or anything. I have family members and friends back there.
Yeah, I know that they think they were using something different than just regular tear gas in Seattle.
And I don't know. I mean, they could have something else. All I know is it happened at noon when supposedly no one was around, which I thought sounded rather far-fetched.
Yeah, it is interesting. Thanks for the call, Joanne. I just don't have any info for you. Sorry. Bill, where are you calling us from?
Hello?
Yes, Bill, where are you calling us from?
Oh, okay, Indiana.
Welcome.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Hey, I'm glad you could take my call, but I thought I would pass this on to you. Two items real quick. So I know there's other people who want to talk to you. One of them is a tape that was given to me, and I'm watching it. And I was disgusted because it's so slanted to one side. It's called The New Barbarians. I don't know if you've seen it or heard of it or not.
No.
Okay. If you want to, I will send it to you. It's all things about anti-Palestinian, anti-Arab. There's no such thing as Palestinians, blah, 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 blah. And I'm thinking, what is this? You know, I just never seen anything like it in my life. But anyway, the other key thing I wanted to tell you about is I read an article by Charlotte Iserbeit. I don't know if you ever heard
Charlotte Iserbeit.
Iserbeit, yeah. Have you ever talked to her?
About 50 times. No, I only 45 times.
Oh, okay.
We need to have her back on. I haven't had her on in probably 6 months.
Okay.
She was the number two person at the Department of Education from 80 to 84 and has all the documents on the deliberate dumbing down of children by design by the federal government.
Well, I've talked to her, too, personally. But anyway, have you heard about the KGB agents that are working for, one of them's working for Poindexter. I guess the other one's working for, this administration.
Yeah, they hired a former KGB general to, and this was even in the Associated Press about 2 years ago, to help set up Homeland Security, to consult.
Right.
Sounds like freedom.
Oleg Kalugin, and he's the guy that recruited John Walker. He recruited John Walker. We all know who he is.
The American Taliban.
Yeah, he wound up in a Navy warrant officer who they got him for espionage. And he paid him $1 million.
I wasn't familiar with that, but I know a lot of this is just theater.
Yeah, well, this guy, and the other one's working for Poindexter.
Okay, anything else, sir?
No, sir, that's it. I thought I'd pass it on to you, and if you want me to, I can send that tape to you.
Yeah, I really don't want to see, I don't need to see the propaganda, but if you want to send it to me, go ahead, thanks.
Okay.
I appreciate it. We'll come back and get to all these other callers. Is anybody concerned about the U.S. ordering the British to attack the Iranians? This is out of the mainstream news, the London Telegraph. That's a big deal. Anybody concerned about the staged handover of Iraq to appointed government? It's a joke. We got a bunch of news we're going to cover. We'll take your calls on any subject, but anybody want to comment on that? Ashcroft wants another Patriot Act, or are we just conditioned to accept all this? Where's the outrage? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
from taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I mean, I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Back, my friends. 33 minutes past the hour. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are excellent. They're prisonplanet.com, prisonplanet.tv, and of course, infowars.com. And the sites have a lot of different information, but also a lot of the same information posted on them daily. Audio, video, text, legislation, just tons of information. I'm really proud of the work that my two webmasters do. It looks like we're going to be getting a third person to work on one of the sites as well, so really expanding what we have to offer and what we bring you. We're about to go to Julian and Casey and Regina and Rodney and Gary and many others, and then we'll get more into the serious situation with the U.S. military ordering the British to attack the Iranians, and the British refused to do it, hearkening back to when the Russians were at the Pristina airport in Kosovo. And Wesley Clark wanted the British to start World War III, and they said, no, I won't start World War III for you. Ashcroft calls for an expanded Patriot Act to execute people if they might be planning a terror attack or engaged in terrorism. And again, terrorism is so broad that it literally is almost every misdemeanor. U.S. denies reports of al-Zawahiri capture. Embedded filmmaker who shot Fahrenheit 9/11 footage in Iraq describes humiliation and sexual abuse of Iraqi families and U.S. raids, stuff Michael Moore didn't show. Call girls and strippers ready for Republican convention. Oh, yeah. CIA spying on Israel, an interesting article. Art professor indicted over biological materials, bodily organs from Chinese prisoners tortured to death, removed and sold. Dick Cheney booed at Yankee Stadium. Britain thinks Saddam will be executed by the puppet government that just was installed. He was installed as well before. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Won't get fooled again, huh? And, I mean, just tons of other information. One of the biggest articles, one of the biggest stories I'll get to in the next hour, and I'm going to spend some time on this. He is long debunked rumor validated by Giuliani. Now, the deputy head of FEMA, on the day of September 11th, did say on national television that they were there the night before, getting ready. He slipped up, turned red, it's on tape. And all these sources you can trust would criticize anybody that talked about this and go, it's just a mistake, ignore it. But then we heard from firefighters and police that there were weird drills going on and that evacuations of the building days before and the bomb-sniffing dogs being pulled out and just countless pieces of evidence of preparation for this. We know there was a CIA drill that morning of 9/11 of flying hijacked planes into the World Trade Center and Washington, D.C. landmarks, New York and D.C. landmarks. Well, turns out Rudolph Giuliani slipped up in testimony before the Whitewash Commission and admitted this. And then, strangely enough, that's the only transcript to be removed from public testimony. We've seen this happen when Bush slips up as well in other press conferences. But there is a link to the local TV and radio stations that have his testimony. His testimony was caught on video as well. By the way, we just have links to this now. I suggest we go save those. I know that's more work to do on top of the pile, but don't want that to go down the memory hole as well. About FEMA and a massive drill. Again, a cover drill. So, all these high moguls of the expose 9/11 movement who are constantly caught basically trying to cover stuff up. Wonder what they'll say about this now. I guess they'll just move on and nobody will point it out to them. But big piece of evidence there. But as I said, we'll go to your calls here in just a moment. Before I do that, I do want to encourage all of you to sign up at prisonplanet.tv. 19 cents a day if you sign up for a month, a trial subscription, or 15 cents a day if you sign up for a year. And for those of you who've let your month subscription lapse, you really need to sign back up because we put new videos, new documentary films, my book, Paul Watson's book, up on the website in the last week. My weekly television report goes up there. All the best radio interviews I do get posted there. Special text reports. I mean, so much to offer. I mean, my book's $12. Paul Watson's $19. My videos are $25. You go to the website, they're all there. You can watch it all and read it all in a month for $5.95. And because we need your support to pay for all the bandwidth of our other websites, that we just have tens of millions of visitors, the thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars a month in bandwidth charges. We're victims of our own success. So we need some of you to go sign up and support what we're doing. It's a great value. PrisonPlanet.tv, we put a lot of work into it, and then it also supports what we're doing so a lot of other stuff on the websites can be free, so we can reach the people that are just learning about this stuff. So, PrisonPlanet.tv, it's been radically expanded, and it's just going to get bigger and better, my friends. Also, I've made 10 films, I've written a book, I've published another book. My films on 9/11 are wide-ranging, cover all the issues. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, part two of that, The Masters of Terror. Between them, almost, 5 hours of video in those two films. One of my newest films is Police State 3, Total Enslavement, 2 hours, 44 minutes long. It's really the equivalent of three or four films in one. Covers the whole gamut, the architecture of the New World Order, what their main operations are, how to stop them. I mean, it just gets into everything. Foreign troops, concentration camps, Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, Government Run White Slavery Rings, forced inoculations, gun control, PNAC, what the New World Order is. The first 25 minutes is great. It's worth it. My videos are $25.95. Order three or more of any of the 10 titles. They drop down to $20 a piece. Then I carry, you know, Eric Hoffman's video that gets into the bombs and the buildings and the architecture and the Pentagon, covers that section of information, does a great job, $22. George Humphrey's new 9/11 film, it's one of the best I've seen. 9/11, The Great Illusion, Endgame of the Illuminati, Your Choice, Fear or Love on VHS and DVD. Get a copy for $19.95. Get a free color booklet, 80-plus page booklet for free when you do that. Get a second copy of the video for $14.95 and get three color booklets. So you get two copies and three color booklets for $34.95. Great deal. So a copy for yourself, an original copy to give to a friend or family member or a talk show host or somebody in your area. We've got the new Jews for Preservation of Firearms Ownership video, Innocence Betrayed, the most professional thing I've seen out there. Comes with three pamphlets on the Second Amendment in comic book fashion to explain the racism and evil of gun control and the history of it. That's $29.95 for the video and the three booklets. Just a bunch of stuff. Go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via our Safe Secure Shopping Cart to watch clips of the films before you order them. Or simply call toll-free. Operators are there right now. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. You're authorized to make copies of my videos. I want you to get the videos that I produce and make copies and put them on Access TV, get them out to people. 888-253-3139. Or just write to me at Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Well, I sound a little dingy today. I had National Sky Television News from England following me around basically all day long. And then I did radio interviews in the morning, and then I was on KOA for a couple hours in the middle of the night, the big blowtorch in Denver. I had about 3 hours sleep, because after you end up staying up till 4 in the morning, then you can't go to sleep. You know, you kind of get your second wind. I laid there for about 2 hours thinking about the New World Order till about 6 a.m. and finally nodded off and slept till about 8:45. And why am I talking about this? It's just I want folks to know that nobody works harder than my crew and myself. And when you get the films, the videos, it supports us. And frankly, I think that you know that when you support us, you know it's really going in the right direction. Okay, so get the videos and books. Let's go to Julian in Indiana. Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Good, sir.
I came across your website, and I came across another website that was devoted to the exposing of the New World Order and their plots. And I came across some people that were very knowledgeable about this topic, and they pointed me to your website, prisonplanet.tv, and they found out that even though there's a membership fee, which you were just talking about, that supports the bandwidth and everything like that, and I understand that you need that money for the bandwidth because I'm a computer programmer, and they found out that there is a way, there's an exploit in that website where you can get those videos for free.
Well, no, what's happened is that there's dozens and dozens of other videos and things that we have put out for free in the past. So there's a directory that is free, and you're confusing that. But if you'd like to send us that information, that'd be fine. Sir, what else is on your mind?
You know, not really anything else. I'm so appreciative that you have that you're doing what you do, and you enlighten the people that need to be enlightened, you know, against what's actually going on in reality.
Well, I appreciate that, and to make sure it's not the free videos you're talking about that are in those directories, just email the webmaster at Prison Planet that information, and we'll check that out. I really appreciate it. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Julian. Let's talk to KC in Minnesota. KC, go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Hi. I'm a big fan of yours. Just want to let you know. And then also just a news tidbit for you. Actually, not a tidbit. It's big. The International Taser, or Taser International, just received a $1.8 million contract from the United States military. sent you a link in your email so that you can verify that.
Yeah, that way they can torture the Iraqis better.
It's
not torture. We do it to our own citizens. Did you see that a few weeks ago? I read it on air over and over again. It was so unbelievable. That Arizona Republic article where Taser goes, well, here in Mesa, the Taser's only been used in the last few months twice on children under the age of one. And well, and the headline was 9-year-old girl tasered, but in the article's the bombshell that they're tasering babies.
Yeah.
Well, if the baby's uncooperative, we have to deal with it.
I was up all night actually watching your movie, and I saw that one in particular. That's why I thought you might want to know. It looks like they're preparing for something. And then I was also interested to know if it's do you have any knowledge about, you know, how to get your documentaries on, like, local access channels or anything like that?
Well, every access station is a little different, but you get my videos, and you're authorized to make copies of them and air them on Access TV. I even say that in the takeover. You can go, here's the tape, the takeover. He says I can do this. Or you just go in there, and you just go down, and you call them, and you ask them how you do it. And then you go down and you turn them in, or you get a producer's license, or however it works.
Okay.
And you air them. And that'd be great. A lot of folks have been doing that.
Will they need any permission slips or authorization to duplicate?
Well, sometimes they ask for that, but I just said on the video it says you can do it.
Okay, that's great. That's great. All right. Hey, thanks a lot.
Hey, I appreciate it. I appreciate your call. For years I've intended to put on the website a form letter. It's just one of those things we never get around to. You know, a scanned-in copy of a signature saying you're authorized to air them on Access Television. By the way, all over the country, they're shutting down Access TV facilities. What they do is they come in and they say, oh, we're going to hybridize the channel. Because back in the 70s, cable systems got monopolies to lay cables in cities. So they were going to get a monopoly. Cities said, well, if you're going to make, say, in a city like Austin, Time Warner makes profit, you know, $35-something million dollars just a few years ago. I saw the numbers. That's just their profit. They get a monopoly, but then they deregulated that in 96. If you're going to have a monopoly, you got to provide video to the school board, the county commissioners, the city, and you know, they just hook up some cameras, and you got to provide a facility for the citizens for the First Amendment. It was a great idea. Now they come in and go, oh, no, we're just going to have a billboard where you can put little messages up, and that'll be your First Amendment. Or we're going to hybridize the channels and have some government programming on it. And they're in the process of trying to do that right here in Austin, Texas. And I'm sure the Access producers here won't get involved or won't care or won't do anything. They'll just, you know, suck their thumbs till it's shut down. But use it while it's still there. Get involved with it while it's still there. And, I mean, it's a great venue. I mean, look, we've had senators fly here to speak to 1,000 people. I mean, they know the value of speaking to politically active folks, to being involved. Well, conservatively, a primetime access show, say in Austin, Texas, has tens of thousands of viewers. You know, my broadcast has won Best of Austin twice in the readers' poll in the newspaper. The radio show has won as well. And I'm not bragging. I mean, it's Access TV. That's where I started a decade ago. I got a local radio show, a syndicated radio show. It was a launch pad, a springboard. The big movie director, Robert Rodriguez, director here in Austin, he started out there. A bunch of people I know did. It's a great way to circumvent the controlled media and get some skills. And, you know, I don't need Austin Access TV anymore, but it's sad to see it, you know, being basically taken over, you know, kind of a slow death. And I see it all over the country. They just flat shut them down routinely by the hundreds. I see the articles all the time. So while they're there, I suggest you march down, and I suggest that you use them. And because, I mean, in a small town of maybe a couple thousand people that's got an access station, it'll reach hundreds. In a big city, I mean, places like New York where they still have it, you reach literally millions. They just shut it down in L.A. where you could reach millions. So you better use it while it's still there, folks. I mean, these poor college kids will go and be an intern for 3 years at some radio station, you know, literally cleaning the toilets. But they won't go down and get an access show and start a website and really get real training in the real world. Because the university doesn't tell them to do it. Because they're not there to teach you. They're there to keep you in the system. Let's go ahead and talk to Regina in Pennsylvania. Regina, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. When I got this in the mail, I felt the need to either contact Butch Paul, which I couldn't get in last night, or you because of Mel Gibson and his movies that have helped so much. But before I get into their propaganda trail, and I think using his movie to push Bush, I wanted to just remind people that UNESCO will come up, and I understand it has to be appropriated every year, and Ron Paul and I think a Virginia a Davis lady from Virginia is also one of the co-sponsors of HCON Res 443 withdraw us from UNESCO. So anybody,
for those who don't know, Bush had his wife go, how he did that, and sign on in France to UNESCO, but openly says its mission is to break up the family, force drug the population. Aldous Huxley's brother was the founding director of it. And yeah, that's your conservatism. Stay there. I'll let you talk about it when we get back. I want to hear about this. What are neocons using the passion to push their agenda?
I want to run it by you.
Okay, stay there. Probably say something like, liberals are attacking the passion. Give money to Bush. You know, it's, they do that routinely. We'll be right back. PrisonPlanet.tv. Stay with us. Hey, folks. Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Something on air that's a little bit neurotic, but I think overall it's important. When a caller starts saying something that's true, I like to finish their sentence, because what that does is the person listening for the first time understands that, you know, if a caller's saying something that's true, I want folks to know it's true, and that I can finish their sentence for them, you know, showing that it's documented. You know, because the caller will be saying something that sounds completely nuts and out of control. But here I am looking at the Associated Press or Reuters or BBC article. And of course, people say, well, then you're using mainstream media. I thought you said they lie. No, they mainly spin. The article will say how good the death penalty is, for any act of terrorism or planned act of terrorism that's a misdemeanor. And they'll go, oh, this is wonderful, and I'll just read it and go, no, this is not wonderful. You know, here's the subsection of the bill. And they also lie by omission, so we'll give you the big picture. Before I go back to Regina and Rodney and Gary and Mark and Kelly and many others, another point is they've started the Trusted Traveler CAPS 2 system. And I always harken back to this 2 hours meeting that I watched Ridge have on C-SPAN with all these CEOs. And he said, you're going to have this ID card to have a job, to drive a car, to it's going to have 4 levels of security clearance. You'll have a yellow rating from green if you have bad credit. And he said it's going to be a trusted citizen card. And that's all this is beta testing. And in Northwest Airlines, up in Minneapolis, St. Paul, based there, it is billing it as only if you're a frequent flyer, only if you're perfect and you have it. Your retina scan, everything, you're VIP'd. They're selling you this as if it's a status thing, see, and I'm special. I've got a multi-pass, you know, like something out of The Running Man. I've got multi-pass, you know, I've got my bubble chip. I mean, it's so sick to see him doing this. But back to Regina, she was talking about UNESCO, and now Bush says that our troops will be under the UN. Oh, how conservative! You know, it's just wall-to-wall evil, and the average person has no idea. But you said some group is trying to piggyback or ride the coattails of the passion, my dear?
Okay, the way I'm reading this, they want me to give them $25, but I say everybody give $25 for, the donation to you or, put it towards this innocence betrayed. I mean, these people are just unbelievable. This concerns me because they want to put, it's a big long sheet and it shows a picture of Kerry and then it shows a picture of Bush and it's, Kerry's all involved with all this stuff with the ACLU and the fact that we can't speak in the schools, but in the meantime, No Child Left Behind aligned with UNESCO. We all know that, and we're following the edicts of it and changing all our being forced sanctions in every state.
Well, meanwhile, Bush is, rewarding the Attorney General of Alabama that went after Moore.
That's what I mean.
So Kerry and Bush, there's no difference. It's just different rhetoric to make you think that you've got a choice, folks, but go ahead. So who's the group? What's happening?
Okay, this is called the Benjamin Hart Citizen Leader Coalition. I wish you would get some of these people on if you could. It's Bill Bright, Charles W. Carlson, Prison Fellow Ministries, Judge Roy Bork, Robert Bork, William F. Buckley. And what they're basically doing here, which I pulled the letter out, I sent in their survey and it said he's doing a poor job. Thank you very much. Get out of UNESCO if you really cared about him saying...
What happened is you gave money to Republicans at one time, so now you're on their mailing list. And so how does it tie into the passion?
Well, they want me to send a letter to Mel Gibson thanking him with my survey, while I send my $25 to them, so they can
send... Yeah, so that's just an emotional thing to make you feel like, you know, they're somehow connected to Mel Gibson.
Well, exactly. But does Mel Gibson know that they're using him as an opportunity to run a campaign? You know, I think that's sort of a liability there for Mel Gibson.
Well, you never know who's listening to the show. A lot of the Gibsons listen to this broadcast.
Praise God. You know, I love his Patriot, and there's nothing that says in the Patriot that I'm supposed to follow what it says in here. The propaganda they're telling these students in this big flyer, it is gigantic. And it talks about...
Well, William F. Buckley is a skull and bones neocon. He's disgusting. He's not a conservative.
Right.
But he says he is.
Right. And so, it's telling Christians, pray for them, Alex, and the people will be pulled from this, submit to the governing authorities. Well, the Patriot didn't tell us that. And his movie's on at 8 o'clock again this Saturday night, I understand.
What movie?
The Patriot, Mel Gibson's Patriot.
Oh, yeah, that's a good movie.
Amen. And
thanks for the call, Regina. We'll come back with more calls, get into all this other big news in the second hour.
Hello, folks.